Good afternoon, friends and neighbors, fiends and nutbars, ghosts and ghouls, and all you beautiful people out there. I hope you're all doing well. I'm about to head downstairs for afternoon tea, but I thought that before I did that, I would post an update and let you all know what's been happening in the house of Gwentlian. That reminds me, I don't have a name for this flat yet. I was calling it the shoebox, but really it's not a shoebox because although the kitchen and living room is kind of small, there's oodles of hallway, and the bedroom is a nice size, and the bathroom is a decent size. And besides, Kim and I had at one point taken to calling her flat a shoebox, and it is very much deserving of that moniker. So, if you folks have any name suggestions for this flat, they would be most welcome. I don't know what to call it. I live on the first floor, so I can't say I live in an ivory tower. And I'm no longer in a basement, so I can't say I live in a hobbit hole. So yes, name suggestions would be eagerly accepted. If you're wondering what the thumping noise is in the background, I'm sitting in my rocking chair. I'm not sure if the Olympus is picking that noise up, but it may well be, given how sensitive these mics are. Anyhow, I have been having air conditioner-related issues. On Monday, we got quite a hard rainstorm, and it rained so much that the duct tape that my dad had put around that air conditioner to make a seal loosened up, and all this water came in. Now, that really wouldn't have been a problem, except that, against my wishes, my dad put a stuffed animal underneath my air conditioner to stop it vibrating and making a horrible racket. And he used one that talked. If he had used any other one, it probably would have been fine. I could have thrown it in the dryer, and it would have been salvageable. But oh no, he had to use my custom-made talking frog that was a Valentine's Day special at Shoppers Drug Mart 15 years ago. And poor Mr. Froggy got drenched, completely, totally soaked. And I think now has to be put onto the rubbish heap. My mum told me to just let him dry out and see what happened, and I did, and he's pretty much ruined. So I called my good friend Kim up in absolute meltdown mode when this happened, because I'm afraid I don't take things like that very well. I was completely in tears. And so Kim said, "Don't worry, we'll see if we can find one online for you." So we looked, and wouldn't you know it, I found one on eBay, but just as I was going to bid on the item, the listing ended. They're no longer made, so I'm not likely to find one anytime soon. I asked my dad 3 times, if not more, on Sunday, "Would you please use something else?" "Oh, it'll be fine," he says. And then he did kind of apologize in his way on Monday night. He said, "I never even dreamed that you'd get rain. My parents didn't get a drop, nor did any of the surrounding towns. It was just here that it rained." So anyhow, Dad also had some rags and towels stuffed in underneath the air conditioner, and they got totally soaked too. I haven't done anything with them yet. They're still wadded up underneath there, and I'll explain why later. And of course, even if I could do something with them, well, I really can't, because guess what, folks? The washing machines are broken again. So frustrating, not just for me, but for everyone in the building. I think most of the people who live here would like to give the coin-o-matic servicemen a good shaking. Now, I suppose I could hand wash these things in my sink or something, but it would be difficult given how little space I have. Anyway, yesterday I meant to ask a very helpful neighbor of mine who has lots of tools to come and take a look at the air conditioner and see if he could either retape it or possibly put a sheet of plastic under it. And if my neighbor couldn't do it, I thought perhaps one of the maintenance men could. But then I woke up with the most horrible case of stomach flu I'd had in a long time. I kid you not, folks, I was on the toilet all morning from 8:30 until 12:30. And by the time all that was over, I was feeling so weak that all I could really do was sleep for the rest of the day. It didn't help that I also had two seizures that day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Now, the second seizure was kind of funny. I didn't find it so at the time, but I do now. Often when I have seizures, I can't speak properly. I mix up my words, or I can't get the right words to come out of my mouth, which is scary at the time. So yesterday, I meant to say I'm having a seizure, but it came out, I'm having a zombie. Oh, no, at the time, that kind of freaked me out because I wanted to get the right word to come out and I couldn't think what it was. But then afterward, I found it quite amusing. So I've had that song by the Cranberries in my head ever since last night. So yeah, having two seizures yesterday along with a stomach flu did not help. So what I'm going to do, I think, is I'll see it at tea time if my neighbor Gordon is downstairs, and if he is, then I'll ask him to come and have a look and see if he can do anything. Those towels and rags are still wadded up underneath the air conditioner because my dad was using them both to nullify the horrible vibrating and also to brace the air conditioner, so I didn't dare take them out. I was afraid the thing was going to fall. It's still emitting a lot of condensation as well, so I've still got water all over my windowsill. So something has to be done about that. Now, my dad did say that window air conditioners will get quite wet, because that's just how they work. But, yeah, it would be good if I could get someone to take a look, because the seal that my dad created has now totally been broken, and a lot of air is being allowed to escape and also to come in. Anyhow, I felt a lot better today. I had another seizure this morning. I tell you, I've had more seizures since I moved here than in all the rest of the summer put together, and I can't figure out why that is happening. But anyhow, the one I had this morning was quite brief, and it wasn't a big deal, and I felt totally fine after it. So I walked down to the drugstore to pick up some things that were on sale. The most important of which was milk. But wouldn't you know it, I got caught up in making so many other purchases that I completely forgot the milk and walked home without it. And it's so bloody hot out there that I don't want to go back out again. So this evening, I'm going to St. Catherine's with a lovely friend of mine. She's giving myself and some other friends a ride to this Three Baritones concert that I've been looking forward to for ages. So she's a very kind lady, and I may just throw myself upon her good graces and say, you know, would you mind terribly if there's a convenience store on the way home, if we stop just so I can pick up a liter of milk? That's all I really need, because I'm going away on the weekend. I have a family reunion on the 23rd, which is also my birthday, by the way. And so I'll be going away for that. But in the meantime, my milk is totally gone, so I can't have coffee, I can't have cereal. Oh no, I'm totally deprived, aren't I? Yeah, it's absolutely a first world problem. Oh, stupid me. That was the most important thing, too. But I got so interested in all these other sales that the milk completely slipped my mind. What little mind I have left. Anyhow, hopefully Carrie will be able to find a place on the way home that is not out of our way this evening, and I can just stop and grab some milk. Anyhow, folks, it is almost tea time, and I don't want to be late, so I think I shall bid you all adieu and head on downstairs. I'm really hoping that our usual tea time hostess is back today. Last week, she was doing something amazingly jealous-making, like hiking in the Hebrides. I think that's what it was. Anyhow, I am off for now. Take care, folks. Bye.